For in-state students taking a full-time, 12-credit course load, the reduction will mean an annual cost of about $4,800. That's down from just more than $5,000 this year. Chancellor Ross Gatell says before Wednesday's vote, he couldn't recall the Board of Trustees ever voting to actually reduce tuition.
This is quite unusual for any institution of higher ed to actually lower tuition, and it's really focused on the needs of our students and to try to enhance affordability and accessibility to public higher education in New Hampshire.
He says lowering the cost is especially critical as more community college students are ultimately moving on to four-year schools. Community colleges froze tuition for the current school year after lawmakers brought their funding back to what it was before being cut in the previous two-year budget. In-state students make up 95% of New Hampshire's community college enrollment. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.